Dr. Pinsky with a male IME on Olindo, O-L-I-N-D-O, Virillo, V-E-R-R-I-L-L-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Virillo as described in my report of 7/22/20. Pretty is now a 57-year-old male who again reports he injured his left knee at work on 8/15/18 when he was simply getting up from his office chair. Pretty was seen at Brick Hospital emergency room the same day. Pretty had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Pretty underwent surgery for this first on 8/27/19 and then a second on a date he cannot recall. Period, he has completed his course of orthopedic treatment with Dr. Zook. Period, in paragraph, as per the records provided, he received an order approving settlement on 11/17/20 in the amount of 27.5% of the left leg for the orthopedic residuals of left knee sprain with medial meniscal tear, lateral meniscal tear, and conjugalation of the patella, trochlear, and medial femoral condyle, post-surgical repair. Pretty then applied for a reopener. Period. New paragraph. Further records show he had an MR arthrogram of the left knee on 5/4/22 to be inserted here. Period. He had returned to Dr. Zook on 1/12/22 for an ITRA treatment evaluation. Period. He noted Mr. Virillo's course of treatment to date. Period. His assessment on this occasion was synovitis, possible re-tear of the medial meniscus, for which he ordered the aforementioned MRI arthrogram. Pretty followed up on 5/18/22 to review these results. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. Ongoing care with Dr. Zook was rendered over the next many months, during which time he did administer additional cortisone injections. Period. In paragraph on 3/14/23, Dr. Zook performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Zook through 5/17/23. Pre diagnoses were status post left knee arthroscopy, primary osteoarthritis of the left knee, and acute medial meniscal tear of the left knee. Pre at that juncture, he was using a knee brace at work. Period. Upon exam, active flexion was 120 degrees. Period. He was discharged from orthopedic care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Pretty was tended to palpation about the left medial joint line of the knee and suprapatella area, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive amplis and ligamentous detractions maneuvers on the left. Pretty had an equivocally positive amplis compression maneuver on the right, but ligamentous detraction was negative. Pretty, the rest of those maneuvers are normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 75 degrees, complaining of left knee pain. Paired impressions insert what is marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Paired returned to Dr. Zook on 1/21/22. Paired he had an MR arthrogram of the knee on 5/4/22 to be inserted here. Paired attempts at additional conservative care were rendered with corticosteroid injections. Paired he eventually submitted to surgery again on 3/15/23 to be inserted. Peardy followed up with Dr. Zook through 5/17/23 when he was discharged from orthopedic care. New paragraph. Currently, Mr. Barilla states he does wear a copper fit type sleeve on his knee. He had full range of motion of the knee without crepitus or tenderness. Provocative maneuvers were equivocally positive. He ambulated without intelligence or an assistive device. New paragraph. My opinion relative to permanency will increase by 1 or 2% and will be on top of what's marked in my impressions section.